During Tuesday's floor session, Delegate Nancy Guthrie took the time to thank her colleagues that were in attendance for Monday evening's public hearing on Senate Bill 373. While some speakers at the hearing felt there were too many empty chairs, Delegate Don Perdue said that the turnout from his fellow delegates was satisfactory.
I want to point out that that was a hearing before the three committees of the House, which would be, if you had everybody, would have 63 members. Last night, I counted very late, and we still had 33. So there was at least half of that delegation who could have been here that had stayed till the end.
Now with the public's suggestions, delegates will dive into the details of the bill through the work of three committees. As this process begins, several rose to encourage their colleagues to do what they feel is best for the people of West Virginia in regard to future regulations, including Delegate Nancy Guthrie.
For the sake of your communities, take a real hard look at what people are expecting us to put in these bills. Take a look at the recommendations that have been made by some of the experts. I want to be able to trust my water. I want to be able to trust my water company. And so I think that's not a whole lot to ask.
Just before the public hearing, the Health and Human Resources Committee heard from West Virginia American Water Company President Jeff McIntyre and Dr. Rahul Gupta from the Canal Charleston Health Department. Before their appearance, lawmakers considered House Bill 4307, which would allow elementary schools or parents of students at the school to serve sweets at the school once a year. Under current code, sweets brought in by parents must be made using an approved recipe, its packaging must be pre-approved, or it must be only for their child. The current regulations are based on fears of children's individual food allergies. Delegate Patrick Lane was irritated with this item before the committee.
Mr. Speaker, I'm asking that we get rid of the nonsense, that we get rid of the rules upon rules upon rules upon rules upon rules on cupcakes and barbers and every other nonsense rule that comes through here. Let's pass a moratorium on rulemaking for garbage so that we have time and energy and effort and resources devoted to protecting the water that our children drink when they wash down that cupcake.
In regards to the water protection bill, Delegate Perdue said his committee will need more information from agencies scheduled to testify. Then the focus will turn to possibly strengthening the current draft of Senate Bill 373.
Once we're able to get all of those folks before us and assimilate that information, then we'll get into the business of looking at the bill we have and see how it may be, if it has to be, if it may be tweaked in ways that I think the public might find more appealing, or in effect, we don't know. We really need to get all that information in front of us before we can make a true determination.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.